Homily for Monday, November 2nd, the Feast of All Souls. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of All Saints, and today it's All Souls we celebrate. Both feasts, All Saints, All Souls. Basically, with them, what we're doing is celebrating people. We are recalling that our church is a people church. Of course, we have the buildings, the doctrines, and the rituals, and for these, we're grateful. But these feasts of All Saints and All Souls are telling us we may not make them more important than the people who actually make up the church. Our celebrations are telling us our bottom line is that the church is the people of God. The reason for our bottom line is quite simply this. As Christians, we believe that when God decides to show us what he is really like, then he shows himself to us through people. God did this through Jesus. Jesus is the true human face of God, showing us what God is really like. And God continues to show himself to us through people. People are how and where God shows us his love and his goodness, his grace and beauty. For us, God's real presence has always got to have the smell and the feel of the human. That's why we have sacraments. For example, we say and truly believe that when two people truly love each other and commit themselves to their love, then God is showing himself to us through them. Each partner reveals God's presence to the other in the very love that they bring to their partner. Their life together is the sacrament. Their life together shows us what God is really like. Much, much more clearly than our doctrines and our rituals, and even more clearly than our homilies. So we celebrate All Saints and All Souls. Now we have the official and public saints, the saints that we name ourselves and our churches after, but much more importantly, we have the saints that impact our lives now. We have the people in our lives who show us concretely what it means to live life with a trusting faith, to live life with a truly expectant hope, to live life with a generous and warm love. Their very lives speak to us clearly and concretely about what God's life is really like. God's life, divine life, what we also call eternal life. But it's lived here and now among us and by us. The saints show us God's life is not to be postponed to some great hereafter. It's now. And it's to be enjoyed now. Today in particular, we celebrate All Souls. We especially remember all those who have lived with us and loved us. We remember those who have lived the gift of God's own life among us. they were a blessing and a grace to us. Again, showing us in their very particular individual ways the true face of God, just like Jesus did. We remember them in gratitude and also in deep reverence, remembering them in all their humanity is also remembering God's gracious presence to us, just like Jesus. There's something more about today's feast. It shows us God's Catholic heart. The word Catholic, Catholicos in Greek, means to embrace the whole, to be wide, to be universal, reaching out to all. It is God's Catholic heart, God's sacred heart that we see in Jesus. It is this heart that inspires us as Catholics to reach out to all the world's peoples and cultures. This Feast of All Souls shows us the breadth and extent of God's Catholic heart. It reaches out even beyond space and time, even beyond death. Just so, our Catholic community, our Catholic Church, must reflect the breadth, the depth, and the utter expansiveness of God's own Catholic heart. We must be truly Catholic for all. We must be Catholic as God is Catholic, lovingly embracing all people, all souls, past, present, and souls to come. So I have a concrete suggestion for us for this month of November. Each day, take time to recall some one person who has brought into your life some goodness, some deeper truth, some needed beauty. Give thanks to God for them, because it was through them that God was being truly and really present to you.